The child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Children, would you help me? Children, come. Help me with my homily. Do you want to come? Over by the Nativity, we find baby Jesus there. I don't know, this is newborn Jesus. Moms, how old is this baby? Looks like a couple of months old to me. Has it hit a year yet? You got grandkids, Mary. 6 months? Okay. Anyway, ready? Sit down. Well, today is the Holy Family Sunday. The Holy Family. And what are the names of the members of the Holy Family? Mary is one. We have Mary here. Jesus is another. Joseph. How about Donald the donkey? No, that's not the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Tell me, what are the steps and the stages as a child learns to move from a little baby to an adult? What are the steps and stages? What's the first thing that you notice? Anybody have a little baby brother or sister at home? A little tiny one? Did you ever watch their eyes? When they first come home, their eyes aren't focusing, it seems to me, and you can hardly tell what color they are. But then after a while, they see you and follow you. That's one of the first steps. And how about the other steps in the crib? Can you tell me how they start moving? Crying? Yes, they move their lungs and their mouth, then they cry. Learning how to walk, but even before learning how to walk, what are the steps? And still in the crib, what do they do? What does he or she do? Jesus is doing that, kind of waving their arms and their legs. Looks like they're exercising. Have you ever seen a baby do that? And how about roll over in a crib? Roll over. Now, when you put them, he or she, down on the living room floor, and then you can't find them, what'd they learn to do? Crawl. They learn to crawl, or maybe hide. Well, and then before they learn to walk, they have to stand. And sometimes they stand by holding on to something. Have you ever seen that? And they just won't let go. But then they let go, and they stand, and they walk. Pretty amazing, huh? And what to do after walking? Running. Running. Wow. And then they can really go, can't they, moms and dads? So, how about more complicated things with their hands? They can throw a ball after a while, the little babies and the children. Let's see. And what's next? When they get to be older, they can play sports. Now that is a complex, to learn to play sports, like to hit a baseball or to catch a fly ball. So we know that Jesus went through all these steps and stages because he was fully a human. He was a human nature and completely like you and me on all those steps and stages. So we thank the Lord for the Feast of the Holy Family, and we are going to talk more about how child Jesus grew and became strong, was filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Okay, thank you, children. You can go back. The child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. The favor of God was upon him. Let's take a look at those three parts one at a time and see how Jesus lived that out, and then how our children live that out. The child Jesus grew and became strong. Jesus, it said in the scripture, grew up in Nazareth, And Joseph was a carpenter. Mary's good home cooking, the value of work. This is what Jesus experienced. Just a normal life in Nazareth. It was a hard life because they were poor, but they worked for their living. And Mary cared for the household. And Jesus stood by when he was old enough, Joseph's side, and learned how to be a carpenter. I imagine his hands were rough handling all that wood. Remember, didn't have power tools back then. My hands used to be like that. I was raised on a farm, but now they're office hands. Oh well. How about our children? How do we help our children grow strong? First, our healthy meals. Sometimes we maybe can do better on that. A lot of junk food out there, a lot of candy out there, a lot of we're in such a hectic bustle world that sometimes we shortcut on healthy food. But we need to help our children grow strong. Let's try that. Exercise. This is another thing we might be falling short on. We have, I know myself, couch potatoes. Even our children become couch potatoes. Maybe we need to encourage them to exercise more. And I do this in my life as well. A big thing is limiting screen time. I've seen studies on screen time. Time they look at the computer, the television, the iPads, the iPhones. It's something, I saw one study said average of 7 or 8 hours a day screen time for our children. Well, I think that's too much. And in fact, it was too much for me. I went from a smartphone to a dumb phone because I was spending so much time checking the news, checking the email, checking the weather. I had to quit it, so I got a dumb phone that doesn't have internet. Pretty drastic step, huh? Enough sleep, and this is related to the last one. Enough sleep. Sometimes the teens take their cell phone to bed with them, and every little beep wakes them up because they've got to check it. Well, how can you get a good night's sleep that way? And then it shows up in the school day the next morning and next afternoon. So let us help our children, like Jesus, grow and become strong. Second, the child Jesus was filled with wisdom. Let's take a look at Jesus. He learned from Mary and Joseph. I don't think they had schools back then. It was more homeschooling, except for the religious education. Other relatives they learned wisdom from. And this love and sharing in the family. The extended family was very important in that culture. Sometimes it becomes less important in our culture because we're so mobile and we're so far away at times from our extended family. The rabbis taught Jesus his Hebrew scriptures, and he was a brilliant little boy, probably a prodigy, they would describe him as. How about our children? I remember growing up in the evening after a bath and in our pajamas, we would read stories. How important that was. I have a niece, Sarah, who has a couple children of her own now. She learned how to read just by sitting in the lap of her mom and dad and listening to stories. And you know how the children, they memorize stories, so if you change a word, they can catch you. You'd give her a brand new book she'd never seen before, and she could read it. I was just stunned. School, homework, dealing with homework. I'm not doing it for our children, but supervising, making sure it's done. Listening to parents and family members, teachers, priests, religious sisters. That value of listening is to gain wisdom. The wisdom of our Catholic faith to teach our children. Remember, the primary educators of the children of the faith is not me, not the priest, not the religious sisters, not their teachers, parents. Parents are the primary educators in the faith. We can all help you, parents, but you're the primary educators. Take that responsibility that you promised at your child's baptism seriously. And this is practical wisdom, not just book learning. I mean, you could study all the physics you want, let's say, but what's it going to do for you? Practical wisdom, common sense, wisdom of how to love, how to love. Child Jesus filled with wisdom. The child Jesus, the favor of God was upon him. The favor of God was upon him. Jesus at 12 years old in the temple, Scripture says he was listening to the teachers and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. From Luke chapter 2, the same chapter from our gospel. He was a brilliant little boy, but he had to listen and he had to learn, and then he would teach and he would answer. What a amazing upbringing. But he was God. He was also listening in prayer, silently listening to his heavenly Father, listening who he was going to be, all the way till he was 30 years old. That took a long time to hear from his heavenly Father in prayer what he was to do. And then when he was an adult, and baptized by his cousin, St. John the Baptist, a voice from the cloud came forth. This is my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Heavenly Father sending him forth to teach us how to love, to die on the cross for you and me. Our children, let us teach them that time of silence, that time of silence. We seem to want to fill all our spaces with noise, with music, with TV, with internet, with talk. How about silence? Silent prayer. And not just rote prayers or Bible prayers, but just silently listening and maybe talking to God in our own words. The sacraments, as you baptized your children and prepare them for First Communion, First Confession, that is how the favor of God is resting upon your children, the sacraments. We need to help our children really trust in those sacraments and really believe in them. Grace received by God is profound. Grace is poured forth by the Lord like rain. Not just a sprinkle, not just a little gentle rain, but poured forth. A deluge, gushing forth. Why do we behave the way we do? Why do we sin the way we do? Well, we're not opening our hearts to that grace. So to help our children, trust in the grace of God. Count on it every day, opening their heart to it, accepting it, and living it. That is a beautiful teaching to give to our children. So, the child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Let us trust in the Holy Family, the prayers of Joseph and Mary, to live this in our children, in our grandchildren, in our nephews and nieces, in our parishioners. Let us trust that the Lord is with us. He loves us so much.